In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a kind of a special Tuesday edition of the Card Cast. June is so busy recruiting-wise, it's just hard to find to pack it all in. Cards Cast is the podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. In a little bit, we'll be joined by University of Louisville defensive line commit Popeye Williams. He's going to detail his official visit and so much more that we'll get into with him. But yeah, Jody, I mean, we're halfway through the month of June, and it's been busy, busy, busy. I mean, after 15 months of no in-person recruiting, Louisville has certainly taken off, and they're doing as much as they possibly can.
I'm not going to complain is what I keep telling myself. But no, it's crazy, Michael. Like, there is legitimately a kind of a feel for me, I guess, and you know, you and I have talked about this, that – I mean, it just feels so weird. Like, I know it's great, but it's here. It's like, how did we get here? You know what I mean? It's like, how did we get here? So it's awesome though, and I'm excited to see the rest of this month is going to be like we had 11 official visitors last weekend, and the crazy part about it is having 11 official visitors and some other different things going on, it's not as crazy as the next few weeks are going to be. Like I said, last time we did one of these, my board here at home has got so many things that we have to do. And, you know, the fun part about it is this weekend that not only do we get to go out and watch kids play basketball, but college coaches get to go watch for the first time. So we're not the only ones that are excited about it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and let's start with football since you mentioned the 11 official visits. We've had reports on 10 of the 11. The only one that we haven't to this point is Squirrel, the fantastic speedy receiver that's teammates with Louisville quarterback commit Caleb Johnson. And from what we gather, he had a pretty good visit as well. And really, I mean, if you're just going to, you know, I guess, give a quick synopsis of how the weekend went, it sounds like it was a home run, maybe even a grand slam. And both the commitments, Popeye Williams, again, who we'll chat with here in a moment, and Caleb Johnson, both, you know, gave it rave reviews. Caleb said it was one of the coolest things he's ever done. Both of them tweeted out 1,000% committed. So that really firmed up their commitments to Louisville. And then the reaction that we're getting, you know, most of them, you know, basically said, for lack of a better word, it bumped Louisville up, you know, in their view, in their scheme of things, and where the Cardinals stand rank, you know, amongst all their other offers. So, you know, well done. I mean, and they did some pretty cool things, of course, as we've mentioned, you know, at Cardinal Authority in many of the reports. You know, one of the highlights was, you know, night at Churchill Downs, where, you know, that's such a unique experience, especially when you're not from here. Being able to go out to Churchill Downs, seeing the horses run at night, Jody, as you know, is really a bucket list type of item thing. And for them all to be able to go out there and experience that as well as many other things on this official visit, it was a pretty good weekend for Louisville football.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because for years I've always thought the Churchill Downs experience was probably a little better than some coaches in the past gave it credit for.
Yeah.
I remember Charlie Steff talking about it, but never doing it. Like, they took some guys, I think, on an official visit back in the morning and that kind of thing. And the morning's great. The morning's awesome and it's cool and all that kind of stuff, but nothing is like the evening, the night racing. Nothing is like when you go out there and you have, you know, all this stuff like around you. Like, I it's hard to explain. It really is hard. It's hard to explain. It's a unique experience that a lot of people here that even live in Louisville have never done the night racing thing. But when you do it one time, that's why the crowds are growing and growing and growing, because people keep going back. And to take a bunch of kids and their parents. And that's the thing. If you've got a kid on campus, you're probably doing the right things already in the recruiting process to win over the kid. You've got to win over the parents. And I can tell you flat 1,000% that that the parents love going to Churchill Downs. It's crazy how they do, how much they do it. And again, it's something that is right there. So it's like, why don't you use it? And then they have been using it, you know?
Yeah, I've seen, you know, pictures of some of the parents, you know, kind of getting dressed up, wearing, you know, kind of somewhat fancy hats, you know, like you do when you go to Churchill Downs. So, and that's a great point. They also, obviously, you know, the recruits got to chat with the coaches, you know, they got to hang out with players. They also went out to Coach Satterfield's house, which was a big hit. You know, they had some food trucks out there, playing cornhole, playing some basketball. You know, and it sounds like it was really kind of a fun night competing against each other. And, you know, so,
I'll tell you this. This was Caroline McMurray's first official visits. You know, she's got a background. She's had a background and has done a really good job where she's been before. This is her first time here at Louisville. And I think you'll see or we'll hear down the road that they'll tweak a few things to what they've done and kind of maybe how they did it or where they did it. But I think you're going to see a lot of the same stuff. I know they used and I'm all for using former players and people that have been around Louisville, and they use you know, Breno Giacomini's place for lunch on Saturday. And now I can't think of the Ainsworth, I think. Is that the name of it? I think.
I'm not sure.
It's in St. Matthews there. I know they use that. Yeah, the Ainsworth. It's right there next to Drake's in St. Matthews. Yeah. But I know they use that. Look, he's a guy that's been through this. And so I'm sure when they went to eat there that it was more than just a lunch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm sure he was there. And, you know what I mean? If there's any of his, but, you know, whatever you can do legally within the NCAA rules is what you have to do to wow these kids. And I think things like that, they do that. And I think Caroline did a great job the first time.
Yeah. And as mentioned, and if you've read the reports of CardinalAuthority.com, you know, they all loved it. It elevated Louisville in their eyes, firmed up commitments again of the two that are committed. You know, and one of the things, you know, kind of going on that note, one of the things that you often see in recruiting classes is there's always one or two or three guys that kind of take the reins, their early commits, that kind of become big time recruiters themselves. You know, we saw it last year in Vic Brown and some others. This year, Popeye Williams is grabbing the reins of that role and has already, you know, fallen in love with it. And, you know, he told me, you know, hey, you know, yesterday, you know, he told me, hey, that's part of why I was there. I mean, I wanted to meet with the coaches, but I'm also trying to, you know, find guys that want to join me. So, again, we'll chat with him again a little bit more and go a little bit more in detail on that. But if I'm, you know, Scott Satterfield, the coaching staff, you know, Pete Nocta, the recruiting coordinator and company, I'm pretty pleased with how, you know, the first big weekend went.
Yeah, no, I definitely think you've got to be pleased with the first weekend. They have not gotten a commitment yet, but Michael, I think you and I are both, we'll tease this a little bit. I'm checking some facts and looking around. Maybe you could see a crystal ball or two from Michael and I at some point on Tuesday or Wednesday after we check some more facts and see how some things have gone. Look, these guys have done a good job, and they've got some really good players that are on that list from this week that they had in, and they've got some guys that are coming in this next week that I think that you're going to like as well.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mean, it is camp season as well. You know, they've had multiple camps already in the books. A lot of guys making their way to, you know, the practice fields at Cardinal Stadium over there at the Schnellenberger Complex, really, and kind of showing off. And some of the guys have been able to do so to the point to where they've handed out offers. Also, you can, you know, see that at CardinalAuthority.com. It kind of all rolls together, Jody. It's been so much, and again, only halfway through the month. But it's great. You kind of started off the podcast that way. It's great to see this stuff, happening again, to see the coaches basically being quote unquote hands-on with these recruits and at the camps being able to give them pointers and if it's a kid that they're unsure of, like they like the film, they want to see what his right. size really is, and match him up to everything.
Yeah, no, it is. And look, camp is a big part of what they do and how they do it. And the fact that you get a camp offer is more of a legit offer than sometimes when you get one as a youngster. We'll get back to that here in just a minute when we talk about basketball. But yep. A camp offer means more to me because you just did it in front of the coaching staff. And, I know they spent a lot of time, evaluating these kids at camp. And this was a good one on this is the best they've had, the one on Monday. I do think the one on the 24th will be pretty similar because it will be one that has a lot of offensive and defensive linemen. So it might not be as fun as I like to joke around with.
Although
the line
when they do their one-on-ones, that can be yeah. pretty fun.
Yeah, but anyway, it's all good. So I'm a big believer in a lot of the offers, a lot of the class of the first two classes that they had that they signed. The first class that they signed last year were guys that that they saw at camp and that they really really liked. Now, this year's class obviously didn't get to come to camp last year before they committed and everything. But I'm a big believer that if you get a camp offer, then that's a legit, really good offer.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you kind of tease there, football is not the only one, hosting a lot of kids on campus. Chris Mack and his staff have been doing it quite a bit as well. Again, we've had that plenty well documented at Cardinal Authority as well. But they've had a ton of impressive kids in, and they still have more to come.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. And, we're about to end, actually, when you post this, we might have already ended the Louisville doesn't have any official offers out in the 2023 class because when the clock struck midnight or strikes midnight tonight, as we're taping this just before that, college coaches can call the class of 2023. Now, with that said, I've been told Louisville's not going to get involved in the call kids at midnight because when a kid signs next November, I've never heard a kid say, I signed with such and such college because they called me at midnight on June 15th. I've never really heard that one. So I don't think it's worth, staying up and putting a few extra hours in for a staff. A lot of staffs like to do it. Most staffs don't like to do it. Actually, I shouldn't say that. A lot of staffs do it. No staff likes to do it. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah,
nobody likes to do it, but some of them feel like they have to because it is the thing to do, and that's what others are doing out there. So we'll see some people do it. We'll see some people throw some offers out right away. I think we'll see, a handful of offers from Louisville throughout the day. We'll keep you posted on that. I do like the fact that Louisville has not given out an offer yet to this point. Louisville is going to offer the guys that they really want, and they're going to do it usually on June 15th, which is the first day that they can officially talk and call and reach out to kids in that next class. I think that's a cool thing because, again, a lot of times when you throw out an offer, when a kid's a freshman or early sophomore year, by the time it gets to that June 15th, those schools aren't talking to that kid anymore anyway. So what does that offer really mean? And so Louisville's doing this now, and you'll see who they – if you look at the big board right now on our it's pinned at the top of the board, the insider board. Those are the kids that they're recruiting. Those are the main kids. If you look at it, that's a cool deal for me. To me, I just think it's a good way to do it, and we'll see the main guys. And like I said, you can know the main guys if you're there. You won't be shocked at who gets offered, I don't think, today throughout the day, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and a cool thing that Mac and his staff were able to do, obviously not for all of them, But for some of them, they've already had them on campus this month, you know, and so they've further strengthened their relationship, you know, and kind of as, you know, they kind of tease, hey, make sure you've got your phone with you on the 15th, you know. So there's a couple that are anticipating that phone call from Chris Mack and company, you know, which, you know, and since they visited, you know, they've kind of been waiting for this day, knowing that Louisville offer is going to come. So it kind of does make it more special. And again, I don't think it matters if it's midnight or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They just know that that's coming, and they know how much a Louisville offer is worth. So an exciting day for all of them, as well as for the Louisville basketball staff.
Yeah, no doubt. We got some visitors coming up this week. Check out the recruiting scoop. There's a couple added visitors that I do want to tease. So go check that out right now, including one of those guys who is a top 25 kid in the composite and a top 25 kid in the 24/7 Sports 2023 class. He'll be on campus later this week. So again, I'm going to tease that. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Uh-oh.
You can find it out. You can go check it out at the recruiting scoop on the front page right now, or right there on the board. But yeah, some really good added visitors. We think we'll have a couple of added official visitors for football this weekend. We're tracking a couple names that I think people will really like. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. And Michael, you can take it away because you got the special guest today.
Yeah, and before we do bring on Popeye Williams, again, a freshly minted 247 Sports composite four-star, something that means a lot to him. He's been working hard, so I'll ask him about that as well. But before we do get to that, you hear me talk about it often, so I'm going to talk about it again. Make sure if you're on Facebook, hop on Facebook, search Cardinal Authority, give us a like, a follow. That way all the content that we're pushing out, all the content that our national desk is pushing out that's Louisville related, you get a lot of NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA stuff, ACC content, all that will be in your news feed, and you'll enjoy your Facebook experience a lot more if you like and follow Cardinal Authority on Facebook. Also, if you haven't yet, and I don't know why you haven't done this, make sure you can see it on the homepage. You can see it in many of the stories we post. Hop on the free newsletter. If you want to get the breaking news, and when we say breaking news, the text alerts is something that you need to be a part of. You can find it there on the Cardinal Authority homepage as well. That's just going to cover, you know, real big breaking news, be it commitments, things of that nature. So just want to, you know, remind you to get that done and further improve your Cardinal Authority experience.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, excited to bring on our guest here, University of Louisville football commit, Popeye Williams, joining us here in the Cards Cast. Popeye, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been very busy making a visit to Louisville. You know, obviously you got things off the field, on the field for your senior year. So appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you.
Now, you committed to Louisville on May 1st. Just kind of go through, I guess, real quick, the quick story, the process of how Louisville find you and how did that relationship really start?
So it really started with Coach Dennison and then Coach Coop. Coach Coop did great recruiting with me, and as well as Coach Dennison. And, they hit me up every single day, made sure I was good, did a position meeting with me, you know, let me know where I will be playing that, how that position works. And, you know, also the rest of the coaching staff as well as a whole hit me up every single day and, you know, just checked in with my family and made sure that we was good.
Nice. So was the initial contact, they just find you, you know, by watching your video, or was there, you know, coaches at your high school? How'd that first contact begin?
So the first contact began, I was actually in school when this happened. They called me, it was like fifth period. They called me, my teacher let me go in the hallway. I was talking to Coach Pete. He was just letting me know that they were going to start this recruiting process on me. And, you know, how he also let me know how much they were, you know, liking my video, my huddle, and how special of a player I would be. So that's how we first got in contact with each other.
Nice. And obviously that relationship strengthened over the time, you know, to where you decided, hey, I want to make this commitment. Now, over the weekend, you were down in Louisville, made the short drive down to Louisville for your official visit, spent, you know, a couple days here, you know, got the chance, obviously, to sit down with the coaches, got to go to Churchill Downs, you know, hang out, meet some of the other players. Quick thoughts on the overall experience on your official visit.
The overall, you know, the overall visit, it was great. It was great also meeting the other recruits. It was also great meeting other families as well. Just the campus, the city in general was a great atmosphere. I also had a couple Louisville fans talk to me. You know, they knew who I was, so it was kind of a good feeling as well. So as the visit as a whole was great. It was phenomenal.
Excellent. Now, you weren't the only commitment on campus for the official visit. Quarterback commit Caleb Johnson was also here. I talked to you a little bit about it yesterday. I talked to him some about it yesterday as well. And I guess you guys got together and kind of played some video games, got to hang out a little bit, get to know each other. How key is that for you guys to get to bond like that?
You know, well, we were the only two commits there. You know, we've also talked before this official visit, but actually getting to see him in person and bond with him in person was a great feeling as well. You know, this is somebody that, I mean, we're talking to somebody I'm going to be playing with for the next 3 to 4 years at the next level. So, you know, we have to, you know, bond now. And we also have to show the other recruits that we're trying to also get to commit. You know, this is a family program, you know, so that was a great thing for us to do, get together, play some video games, you know, and just get to know each other.
And when we were talking yesterday, one of the things that you said about your visit, about your commitment to Louisville, is you want to create something special.
You want to be
a guy and build a recruiting class around you that's remembered for a long time. Just talk about that. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, my dad and I, we've talked plenty of times about this. How, you know, in my recruiting process, how, you know, people would want to recruit me to get to be on their team, and I really didn't like that. And it's not something bad, it's just something that I didn't want to be a part of. I wanted to go to a college, you know, that I could be the first commit there, and I wanted to bring people along with me to build something special, like the Ray Lewis and, you know, that defense for Miami. I want to build a defense like that, so that's my goal.
Nice. Imagine. What do the coaches say when they hear you talk like that? That's got to fire them up.
Shoot. I mean, the coaches, yeah, like Coach Dennison, I mean, he knows what I'm trying to do. You know, he texts me every day, you know, making sure that I'm still on board as well. You know, he's also holding me accountable as well on my end. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can, you know, to get these players in. And the coaches love what I'm doing the whole weekend. They love me talking to the other recruits and, you know, trying to get them on board as well.
Yeah. Again, we're joined by University of Louisville defensive line commit Popeye Williams here in the Cards Cast. We were talking right before, you've got your first scrimmage coming up tomorrow. What's it going to be like to get back on the field and play some football?
Man, it's going to feel great. We started camp Monday, pro pads, helmet and shoulder pads. You know, we've been hitting practice hard every day. And for us to have this first scrimmage tomorrow is great. It's a great feeling to be back on the field with my brothers. And it's a great feeling to know that the season is right around the corner.
Now, you've been pretty impressive, you know, since the end of, you know, your season last year. Your ratings have climbed, not with just 247 Sports, but across the board. You're now 247 Sport composite four-star. How's that feel to you? I mean, what's that mean to you?
When my dad told me that, it was just joy in my heart just to know that all the work that I've been putting in to this sport is just in dreams that I'm actually achieving. Goals that I'm actually achieving. It's just crazy because, you know, I was a 3-star for a long time, and my dad and I talked. We were like, man, we got to get that 4-star now. You know, you've been 3-star for a while now. So, you know, all the camps that I did this summer, which was only like 2 camps, but the camps I did this summer, and I'm actually, you know, the work's paying off for my rating to go up, my stars to go up, and to actually see that my stars went up is just a great feeling.
Now, obviously, you've still got a senior year to go, so, I mean, you can still continue to climb.
Right.
Into your senior year, obviously, you just mentioned your camp's underway. You got scrimmages coming up. What are your goals, you know, individually for Popeye, but also for your team? What are your goals for your senior year?
So, individually, my goals are to have double-digit sacks, have over 65 tackles, because that's how many tackles I had last year. So, I want to have over 65 tackles. And I also want to, you know, just keep building myself just as a leader on and off the field this year with the team and, you know, try to get the team together, you know, bring them to my house, you know, just get them together and keep building a bond, you know, because this is I want to have a bond, you know, past football, you know, college years and even after that. So I just want them to know that, you know, yeah, we're playing football, but also off the field, we can have some fun as well, you know, play some video games and things like that. And then as a team goal, you know, the ultimate goal is to go back to state and win it this time. But as a team goal, you know, offense and defense, we got to step up and practice. I'm trying to, you know, get the offense and defense to bring energy every day at practice and play like we're opponents, you know, opposite teams and stuff like that, just so that when the time does come, it's easy in game. You know, we know how to bring energy. We know how to play with enthusiasm, and we can, you know, beat the other team.
You guys got a lot of talent coming back on Westfield this year?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Sounds like you kind of stepped into that leadership role. Is that something that you enjoy?
Yes, sir. You know, previous years, I was kind of a laid-back, shy kind of kid, but my coach, he preaches full potential, and he's had plenty of meetings with me, and he's like, for you to reach your full potential, you have to get out of that shy shell. Like, you have to break that shell and be a leader. You have to bring people along. He's like, this is a year that you can bring people along. Last year, I also brought people along as well, but it wasn't my full potential of being a leader. So this year, I'm actually trying to be that leader that coach wants me to be.
Nice. Of course, you know, if you got a name like Popeye, you kind of got to, you know, you got to be out there a little bit. You've probably heard all the stories, the music, whatever, from Popeye growing up. Real quick, explain to those who maybe haven't heard yet, how did you get the name Popeye?
I got the name Popeye. So my mother, she had an ultrasound, and they gave her back the pictures and stuff like that. And I was flexing a muscle in my ultrasound pictures, and my mom was like, he looks like Popeye. And it just stuck with me ever since.
That's fantastic. You know, when you were little, did people make jokes? How's it been growing up with a name like Popeye? Because it's obviously very unique.
Yeah, it's very unique. And, you know, people, crazy part about it is, okay, so from elementary all the way up to seventh grade, people didn't really call me Popeye, like, as a whole. It was just a football name. So everything else was my real name, and then Popeye was just on the football field. I came to Westfield in eighth grade, and I told my coach and everybody, and they were like, yeah, Popeye. So the community here, my teachers, everybody in the world calls me Popeye now. That's my name, so... You know, people, they really don't joke about it as much. You know, some people might say, oh, Popeye, like the chicken place, or, you know, something like that here and there. But other than that, I get a lot of compliments like, oh, that's a hard name. You know, that's a unique name. They like it. So it's good.
So do you watch Popeye cartoons? Do you eat Popeye chicken?
I love Popeye's chicken. I eat Popeye's chicken all the time. I used to watch the cartoon all the time back in the day, and also eat spinach a lot too.
Oh,
so
yeah, nice.
It goes right along.
There you go. I guess sticking along that theme, you know, when you're off the field, obviously a lot of times when you're off the field, you may be, you know, in the gym working out stuff, but when you're away from football, you know, you mentioned video games, what kind of stuff do you like to do off the field?
Yeah, so off the field, I like to, you know, spend time with my family. Really, my brothers, just because I know now I'm starting to spend a lot of time with them now than before, because I know that I'm about to head off to college soon, and you know, I want to actually, you know, bond with them heavy right now. So that's what I've been doing lately. I've also been hang with friends a lot. You know, we go to the pool, or like you said, we go work out or do some stuff like that. I play video games. I play Madden and 2K, things like that. And then other than that, really nothing.
Yeah. So when you're playing video, is it more sports related type games, or is there Halo or anything like that work in there?
Really more sports games, just because I think I kind of played out Call of Duty when I was younger. I used to play it every day nonstop, so I kind of like it kind of played out. So I just started playing more sports games.
So do you put your name into the game? Are you playing as yourself?
Oh yeah, I do that sometimes.
All right, yeah. So when we were talking yesterday, I guess you don't have anything scheduled to come back down to Louisville. You told me you were planning on making pretty much all of the home games and stuff. You also mentioned that you hope to graduate early, become an early enrollee. How big would that be for you to have that opportunity to get a head start like that?
It'll be a great opportunity. I was talking to my coach today about a few things that I have to finish up. He was telling me, man, it's going to be hard. But I told him today, I said, because the way my school worked, how I moved from another school to this school kind of messed me up a little bit in terms of classes and stuff like that. And I talked to my coach. We hit up my counselor today, and my coach was like, man, it's going to be hard. I told him, I said, coach, I'll do anything that I have to do to graduate early, to get on campus early. I said, if I have to take 10 classes, football practice, football games in this first trimester, then that's what I got to do if it's going to help me graduate early. So he was like, that's what I like to hear. So it'll be a great, great opportunity for me to get on campus early and get in the playbook early.
I mean, hearing your determination like that, it's easy to see why not only your ability on the field, but what your mindset is like off the field, why coaches like you so much. Mm-hmm. Where's that come from?
Man, it's just Coach Gilbert, man, he's a great coach. He's a great coach. And before I moved here, it was just me playing football. You know, it was just me just playing football just because I love the sport. But when I moved here, I actually learned a lot from Coach Gilbert, because he sees so much potential in me, and he gave me so much knowledge that I didn't have. And so, you know, for those that don't know, my parents got divorced when I was 8 years old. And so when I used to play football just to play it and stuff like that, I really never had a why. And that's what my coach preached to me when I came here. Every time I had a meeting with him, he was like, what's your why? And like, I really didn't know my why until probably sophomore, for sure, junior year. And so my why is my mother. That's why I play football. She's my motivation. And so it's just like, you know, my mom, just when I was younger, seeing her determination with me and my brother, you know, her working countless hours. She's a nurse, by the way, but her working countless hours, you know, making sure that she had food on the table, making sure we were good. It's just every day I, you know, touch the field or go in the weight room or anything like that, it's just, she's always in my mind. So that's, you know, that's my mindset. It's like, I have to make it for her. So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yep. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking some time with us for the Louisville fans, obviously, that are listening. Mm-hmm. Any message to what Card Nation can expect from Popeye once he does put on the red and black?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's going to be a fun time when I get down there. You guys are going to see a lot of entertainment when I get down there as well. And I'm ready to go win a championship, put on for the city.
Nice. Love to hear it. Hey, man, appreciate you taking some time and joining us here in the Cards Fans.
Thank you.
You know, I want to say thank you to Popeye Williams for joining us here on the Cards Cast. What a wonderful guest, and a wonderful commit for Louisville. Gotta love the guy's mindset. Gotta love the drive that really pushes him. Really enjoyed, you know, getting to know what makes Popeye tick in that 10 or so minutes that we shared with him there. He did tell me afterwards that he's actually going to be making another trip down to Louisville this week, going to be in town, on campus, to check out a little bit more things, visit with the coaches a little bit more on Thursday. So here's a young man, you know, just up in Westfield, Indiana, about just a little north of Indianapolis, starting spring ball. They're going to have, you know, their first scrimmages we talked about, and is really making that firm commitment to really try to make this even though it's going to be small, this 2022 recruiting class something special. And as he details, that really begins with him. He's got to control what he can control, and that is improving his play on the field and continuing to strengthen his relationship with the Louisville coaching staff to get a better understanding of what it will take for him to succeed as early as possible once he does put on the red and black. And again, you know, fantastic visit with him there. Also, make sure you check out the podcast we did with Caleb Johnson. I'll link it here in the article as well. We chatted with him a couple weeks ago. Another fantastic commitment and really enjoying these young men that are joining the recruiting class as well as the previous recruiting classes. Just a joy to chat with. So make sure you keep it locked on Cardinal Authority. As you know, plenty of visit reaction from the official visits. We'll have coming content on the visitors that are going to be coming in this weekend, continually flooding with information and reaction of and information from stuff that's coming out of the different elite camps that U of L has been holding over there on the practice fields. So appreciate the feedback that we're getting. Hopefully you're enjoying the content, and keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.